And among the millions of French people following this drama included are many Muslims. Almost 10% of France's population is counted as Muslim. They're mostly immigrants from former French colonies or their children. Some are practicing Muslims. For others, like our next guest, they have a Muslim identity by heritage. His name is Majid Messaouden. He's a council member in the predominantly Muslim Paris suburb of Saint-Denis. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Let me begin by asking you about your neighbors in Saint-Denis and how they've responded to the murders. What are you hearing?
Well, yesterday there was a huge gathering in front of the city hall of Saint-Denis. Muslims or not, are, of course, upset and sad about what happened. This doesn't deal with religion. This has nothing to do with Islam. This is a crime. The problem is that many people are making a link between these two killers and the Muslim population.
Well, clearly Muslims are not monolithic in general, not monolithic in France, but these alleged killers and other attacks suggest that there's a strain of extreme Islam in the population, albeit in small numbers. What has been said among the Muslim community in terms of condemning these attacks?
I'm not comfortable with the idea that we have to ask the Muslim people to prove that they are condemning what happened, to prove that they are against violence, to prove that they are for democracy. I don't have to apologize for what happened 2 days ago. For me, the two killers that killed 12 people 2 days ago are not Muslim.
They are not Muslim, in your view.
For me, they're not Muslim. You can't kill someone in the name of Islam or in the name of any other religion. So they are not Muslims. They are fanatics. And we don't have to put all the Muslims in the same bag.
I understand that the massacre at Charlie Hebdo would seem to have special resonance for you because I understand you knew two members of the staff. What was your relationship?
Yeah. I knew particularly Bernard Maris, who was called Uncle Bernard in the newspaper. He taught me economics at the university. He was a very good man. He was very clever, very smart. And I also knew Charb, who was the leader of the newspaper now.
Charbonnier.
Yes, Stéphane Charbonnier. I met him several times, and we have debates with him about the way Charlie Hebdo dealt with Islam. I did not agree.
Did you think that the cartoons were insulting to Islam?
Yeah. I think that you can't draw the prophet knowing that for the Muslims, the huge insult that you can do without taking in account the context you are living in. I mean that if he drew the same cartoon 15 or 20 years ago, maybe the things would have been different.
Did you say to your friend, Stéphane Charbonnier, who ran
Did you think it was okay for him to do it, though?
Freedom of speech?
He continued, yeah.
Did you think that he had a right to do it?
Yeah, of course. I never asked for the censorship of Charlie Hebdo. But what I told him is that he could not do whatever he wanted to do without taking in account what were facing the Muslim community in France.
Majid Messaouden is a member of the town council in the Paris suburb of Saint-Denis. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.